Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. Hour number three now underway. Coming up here in about 30 minutes, we'll hear from Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. So stick around for that. A number of things going on. Number one, I guess this is the breaking news. The D.C. Court of Appeals totally expected this to happen. That Trump is not immune from prosecution in the January 6th case. He can't claim executive immunity. But this is going to Supreme Court. We knew this all along. There's no way that Trump is going to get a fair case in the D.C. Circuit. And this is the problem. There's two circuits that matter more than all the others. Southern District of New York and that D.C. Circuit. And they will abuse this circuit. They will try to get cases there. It's almost as important as the Supreme Court. But it's very left-leaning. It's just stocked with Obama and Clinton appointees. So we knew this panel of appeals court judges was going to be a situation where Trump was going to have to appeal this to the Supreme Court. So that's number one. And media, like I said, are just froth. They feel vindicated. You can see little smiles on their faces. The rule of law. So anyway, number two, Toby Keith's passing. Stomach cancer. You regale you with some Toby Keith memories. Did a little bit of that earlier in the program. The highlights always, smoking weed with Willie Nelson at the Grammys or something. How those two became friends later on. The dust up with the Dixie Chicks. The Dixie Chicks who were like on their way to being like a Taylor Swift stardom. And they go to France and they did not read the room. And they talked badly about George W. Bush after 9/11, wrecked their entire career. So happy to hear any Toby Keith memories. Jerry Carl, Barry Moore, still underway. One observation there. I think the Carl campaign is trying to pursue more of a happy warrior, just Jerry. Try not to come off as angry and negative. I don't think that works for Jerry Carl. He may disagree with me. But I think if he is going to win this thing, I don't think it's going to be, let the super PACs or whatever. Guys, the person that Alabama politicians need to mimic, and I don't say this as some sort of fanboy, is Katie Britt. She goes out there and talks about Jesus. She's got the cross on. She's talking about the everyday guy. And then she's got the good old boy network, Oppo Research, all the all-stars working for her behind the scenes. That's how you go about it. That's the model. If you want to do negativity in your campaign, you stay the hell away from it. You let your surrogates go out and do that. And I know it's difficult. when it comes to congressional campaigns, you don't necessarily have the resources that a U.S. Senate campaign would. But that's underway, and I see there's a couple of events. But we're within that 30-day window, and this is where a lot of the excitement begins. Also, we've been spending a lot of time on gambling this morning. The texter was like, how dare you tell me what I can and can't do with my money? Well, that's not the point. The point is, do you want the state of Alabama in the gambling business? Do you want the state of Alabama in the liquor business? Do you want the state of Alabama in the marijuana business? Tell me something the state of Alabama does really well. The one thing I think they do really well is Veterans Affairs, but that may have been just one experience for me. Most of what the state does is pretty terrible, to be honest. Prisons, highways. Now you want them in the gambling business? How do you think that's going to work out? That's the hesitation there. So don't, it's not about you necessarily and your right to go gamble freely. Because if you want to go spend your money and go gamble somewhere that isn't state sanctioned, say you got your bookie down at the sports bar down at Buffalo Wild Wings or wherever you hang out, that's still illegal, even if they tell you, even if they legalize gambling in Alabama, the state gets its cut. So don't make the mistake of thinking that this is some kind of liberty or freedom argument here with this gambling. Tony says, Barrymore yard signs all around Baldwin County. I've only seen a few Jerry Curl signs. They just aren't doing signs, Congressman Carl said. But you're right. There are a lot of, but what does they say that yard signs don't vote? But I'll say this about yard signs. I think this is important. They are a good indicator of enthusiasm. If you see a bunch of people with signs, if you're willing to put a sign of a politician in your front yard and advertise for that politician, that shows an element of support. It shows a dedication. So that's important. It shows an enthusiasm because a 1 yard sign may represent 2, 3, 4, 5 votes. Because whoever's got the sign in the yard, they got family members, and they also could tell their friends who to vote for. I mean, you don't want to discount seeing that. But I went to the Carl campaign headquarters opening there in Daphne. He said he just weren't going to put a focus on that. Well, let me ask you all this. Do those signs, seeing those signs out and about, make you think about who you're voting for? Probably not. You listen to talk radio, you're pretty well informed. And you make a decision based on some kind of rational policy difference or choice or something like that. But there's got to be people out there who see their neighbors and their friends voting for this person. Katie Britt's another great example of that. The cool kids in your community had the Katie Britt signs in their yard. What about you? I mean, the game here is to win elections. It's you could have the policy fight when you get elected. But the game, if the goal is to win, these are all the things you have to consider. And sometimes a yard sign centric campaign just isn't going to do the trick. This is a big district that stretches from Gordon, Alabama, all the way to Grand Bay, Dolphin Island. It's a big district. And the yard signs, I mean, having a bunch of yard signs in Baldwin County, does that do much for you in Covington County? Unnamed texter says football. Unnamed texter, please elaborate. (251) 343-0106 will be in touch with the show. Text me and I will do my best to respond to whatever it is that's on your mind. One big thing tonight, the governor's state of the state. And like I said, these are important. The Ivy states of the state are typically important because she just doesn't do a lot of media. If the governor did more media, then this probably wouldn't seem as interesting. This wouldn't seem like as big of a deal. So anyway, we're going to see some more of these tonight. I guess it's an early event, 5:30 p.m., but it'll be on Alabama Public Television, and it won't last but maybe a half hour. Is it like the State of the Union? There's not, ladies and gentlemen, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and where they do all that. I mean, they do a little bit of that, but it isn't quite as elaborate. And we're expected to hear, I told you all this. I told Stephanie this in the last segment, that I think the reason we haven't seen a gambling bill is because they want to give the governor the opportunity to talk about it before they drop the bill tomorrow. They need her help, because if you're going to get gambling, you're going to get the, what is it? The texter said, his hard-earned money, how he works his ass off for what little he has. If you're going to get the right to gamble, you're going to need the governor. You're going to need the governor to have some buy-in here. She's going to have to do some lobbying. Mariner, Jeff, I still hope you're on the radio when the public school problems come to your kid's school in Fairhope and you are forced to just move or send your kids to private school decision, and we'll see how you feel then. There's a reason I picked Fairhope to live, Mariner. But I'm fine with the notion of having to send my children to private schools as well. I've come to accept that. But what I don't like is this. I don't want the state of Alabama telling my local school system that they had to accept children from another school system. I find that absolutely abhorrent that you would do that. That you would tell, and the big difference here is maybe not so much down this part of state, but the city of Mount Brook, city of Estavia, being forced to accept kids from Birmingham. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News Break is brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering on their guarantee to provide a commercial construction project that stays on task and on budget. For guaranteed quality from start to finish, call Roy Lewis Construction for your next commercial project.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Austell has announced a major expansion of its shipbuilding facility in Mobile. The expansion includes a new assembly building, waterfront improvements, and the acquisition of a new shiplifting system. The new shiplifting system will allow Austell to better launch and retrieve ships built by the company. Austell says it expects to begin construction sometime this summer. The city of Gulf Shores has approved funding for the construction of a new high school. The move comes 6 years after Gulf Shores broke away from Baldwin County Schools to form its own system. The city council approved $131 million for the new school. The new school will be able to accommodate more than 1,500 students. Parades continue in downtown Mobile tonight at 6:30 with the Order of Lachise, followed by the Order of Olympia. The Lachise theme this year, Destination Unknown. They'll have 16 floats. The Order of Olympia is another all-female crew. Their theme this year, A Starry Night with the Goddess Frigg. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You need to have your car serviced now, only to find out when you call the big franchise service departments to make an appointment, they can't get you in for days, weeks, and even sometimes a month. Well, there are options. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingan's Classic Cars. We've been servicing all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs for over 30 years right here in Mobile. At Classic Cars, we have factory-trained, certified technicians that have decades of experience along with all the tools and equipment needed to take care of all your automotive service needs. No matter what you drive, from BMW, Chevrolet, Ford, Lexus, to Mercedes-Benz, we have you covered. And what's even better, at Classic Cars, our labor rates are on average $50 per hour less than those of the big franchise dealers. So if you need service for your vehicle and you don't mind saving time and money, give us a call at 479-6676 to schedule your service now. You'll be glad you did. That's Keith Kingan's Classic Cars or online at kingancars.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
So it has to do with the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. It's about knowing that everything you think isn't true. Your brain lies to you. And as you build mental strength, you can kind of figure that out.
Amy Morin's online article has been read more than 50 million times. Her TEDx talk has been viewed 22 million times each week. She gets 2 million readers to her blog. Her focus, mental strength. Listen Wednesday, 7 p.m. with replays Saturday, 2 p.m. and Sunday, 7 p.m. or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Breaking sports news. The stories behind the headlines.
Harris is on the run. He leaped and he makes the catch. Harper might be doubled up. The throw to first. It's over. It's over.
Sports with Dalton Erwig. Only on Mobile Mornings.
Oh, leaving on that midnight.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. Coming up in the next segment, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. So stay right where you are. Yeah, but back Mariner, and I ran out of time. I mean, like, I'm well aware of my situation. Here's what I don't like. And this is places with these beleaguered school systems. And they keep overwhelmingly electing the same people in these school systems to these school board positions. And it's the same result. If the people in the state, if the people in a local school system that is failing, that is struggling, want to shake it up, Montgomery, Birmingham, they can. They can elect, but they elect the same people over and over and over again. why all of a sudden do we need to start exporting those students where the same people get elected over and over and over again to school systems who try to do the right thing, who let good people to run those schools to the school board, to hire good teachers, to hire good principals, pay more property tax, do the right thing, and don't look at school as just something like a daycare center or something. So that's my problem with it, and it's going to die in the legislature if they try this, is, for example, the state telling the city of Madison that it has to admit students from Huntsville into its system to get certain dollars. That will die. That is no prayer. But it's when a municipality or a county try to do the right thing, they pay more, they vote themselves tax increases, and those taxes go toward their public education. And then all of a sudden you're telling me you got to allow somebody from outside of that system to come in and dilute the quality of education that your tax dollars are supporting. Art, good morning, Jeff. I'll listen to you. I've been to see both candidates at meetings and their debates at Daphne, and I have never liked the clutter of political yard signs / street signs. Yeah, I can see that. But it's about brand recognition, name ID. And if you're sitting there at an intersection, you're sitting there where, like, County Road 64 meets State Highway 181, or you're sitting there at Schillinger Road and Airport Boulevard, or wherever it may be, and there's all those signs up, and you're looking at them, and they catch your eye, and let's say it's a down ballot race, like Chief Justice for the Alabama Supreme Court. You see Sarah Stewart, and you see Brian Taylor. I mean, the hope is there that that triggers something in your brain when you're going to mark your ballot. Rod, the correct answer to Mariner, school choice being forced to accept students from any district will destroy the environment that led you to choose current school system. I raised three children in Vestavia schools before retiring to Baldwin County 20 years ago. And at least the desegregation quotas forced Vestavia allowed us to choose athletes to minimize the rift route. Well, the point, I guess, is not what I don't like it. Take the racial component out of it. Whatever happens there happens. I don't like this idea that because a community is all white and it must accept so many black students. However, they, like I said, they pay into the system. They pay for police, fire protection. They pay for good schools. And you're going to tell them all of a sudden that they should have to start admitting students from a place that doesn't pay into the system like they do. That's wrong. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. What this hat means to me. But I get